It's very quiet. Welcome to our Christmas Eve late night service. If you don't like music, well, you're going to have to bear a lot because we have lots of good music going on today, so that's good. Welcome. Everything you need is in your bulletin, and if you're visiting, please join us, especially at communion and our singing and everything we do. And I think that's it. So we're going to start with our bells. We gather to rejoice on this holy night. We celebrate a child has been born for us, a son given to us. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of true light. Grant that we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and on the last day, wake to the brightness of his glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. What are we doing? No, because we're doing this.
Our first reading is from the second chapter of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them when the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Reading is from the second chapter of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The fourth reading is from the second chapter of Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
I'll take a 30-minute break on the Christmas message, and you'll be ready for tomorrow. There's been lots of singing, in case you missed that. Lots of bell ringing. You know, it's a big moment. You look at thank you, Jerry Hacker, both who's helping ushering tonight. He created the cover, which is awesome, and then he created this wonderful art wall, and it speaks for itself. So thank you, Jerry. Very nice. Very beautiful. And for me, it's these galaxies of grace all pinpoint to this one moment, to this little homeless baby 2,000 years ago in the middle of nowhere. That's where God comes. Galaxies of grace. That's the specialness of this night. That's why we return to it again and again, and we sing all these wonderful songs, and it's angels, and it's great. But for some of us, maybe the season's not so great. It can be hard, you know. For some of us, myself, I can speak very personally, loss happens, has happened in this time. And you got to be sustained by the angelic choir sometimes, because that's all you can do is just hear it. Just hear the good news sung to you. And hopefully that gets deep enough into the hurt to lift you up. And in talking with a good, very dear friend and colleague of mine, we talked, and you know, we talked about the fact that this is a season where, and even within one's own family sometimes, things get lost, like kindness. We lose a sense of being kind. Now, you might see it, and you might, you know, have a good Hallmark special on TV. You might have that feel-good moment. But just in the sense now and in these political times, November 3rd, 2020 is coming up. And you know, those people on that side of the aisle, and those people on that side of the aisle, and those people who aren't even on the sides of the aisle, you know who I'm talking about. That's all of us. I'm just saying, we're all political creatures of some kind, and we get affected. It's heavy. And that kindness just gets wiped away. So the ushers are going to pass you out a card. Because I don't care what you remember if I say anything or not, but you're going to take a card home with you. And the card on the card, it says, "Be kind, rewind." You remember that one? Be kind, rewind. You remember Blockbuster? Who knows how many Blockbusters are left? Raise your hand if you know how many. Yeah. And where is it at? It's in Bend, Oregon. That's right. So we still have one Blockbuster. Now, I can remember the first time I went to Blockbuster to get a movie and it had two parts. I think it was Gandhi. Remember Gandhi? That's like a 9-hour movie. You know, it's 13 cassettes back in the day. It was two. And so you watch the first 2 hours and it's all good. And you're, okay, let's pop in the second one. You know, I was just freshly married to my bride, to Beth. And we pop it in. Oh, it was at the end. So then you had to... And I'm not going to do for how long, because you remember. It takes a moment or two. And someone was not kind. And they didn't rewind. You know what I'm talking about. It's annoying. I think in these times, be kind, rewind. I think it's just a good reminder. I remember being in the Bay Area, very specifically going across the Golden Gate Bridge, and it cost $10 to go across there. And Beth and I were freshly arriving to Palo Alto and spending most of our income on a little tiny 3-bedroom home that we rented as Beth started her first ministry opportunity. And I worked at an independent bookstore, so we were loaded in Palo Alto, one of the expensivest places. And so we get up and it's like, well, you know, we'll have some soup tonight, maybe. And the person said, you're paid for. Go ahead, go on through. Someone had, in front of us, paid it. Yeah. And so I just looked up quickly a list. The 100 acts of kindness, this is for kids, but there's all kinds of good things. Plant something, compliment a friend, wash someone's car, pick up some litter. Not liver. I don't like liver. Yeah. This is small writing. But think about all the things, those simple acts of kindness. You know, I was thinking about what is kindness? The ABCs of kindness. Attentive, basic care. Attentive. We all know how to care at some point, because most of us have been cared for to make it to this point. At some point, we were just like the baby Jesus. All of us. Maybe some of us still are perceived to be like the baby Jesus, but we are all infants in the world at some point, and dependent. We need to be cared for. So you felt that at some point. And you felt some bad stuff too. But you know what caring is. Attentive, basic caring. That's what kindness is. Attentive, basic caring. You know what kindness is. You know what it feels like. And so what I'm suggesting with these cards, be kind and rewind, is let's make 2020 the year of being kind. And why are we kind? Because God has been kind to us. And that's our best response, is just to reflect the light of Christ in our lives and in our hearts and in this community, and to share that light with the world, to be kind. And you know who sometimes, maybe there's a difficult person that you really need to focus on. Or maybe it's more the random act in the grocery store, here at church, or in some line somewhere where you pay for the next person behind you just to surprise them. I've done it a couple times just in Costco. Very simply, just, I'll take that cart for you back. And they're like, why would you do that? And it's like, well, I want to be kind. You know, that's exactly how the interchange went. I mean, I think I blew that person's mind. And all I did was just take her cart 20 feet. A simple act. A basic act of caring. Being kind. Rewind. I like that word rewind as well, because that's what it does to our stories. It gets us back. It gets us centered. We remember who we are. We remember whose we are. We rewind back and we're centered. Be kind. Be kind. I've watched the Mr. Rogers movie twice now. And especially if you're a man, I think every man in the country needs to watch that movie, because that man is so stinking kind, I can't stand it. But that's why I have to keep watching it, because it's just amazing. And what he says about kindness, he says, here's how you succeed in life. There's three things. The first thing is, you're kind. The second thing is, you're kind. And the third thing is, you're kind. That's our good news. And it's as simple as that, to be kind. So when we next sing our Go Tell It on the Mountain, and we're going to have a good ripping version going tonight, because we got lots of music going, I want you to think about that. What are you going to go tell people? Jesus Christ is born? Yes, because 'tis the season to say that. But then show it. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind. Amen. Thank you. think we probably stand up to need to do whatever's next. Yes, our Christmas creed. Let's confess that together. I believe God sent God's only Son into the world. I believe Jesus Christ and in the power of God's good news. I believe in the one whose spirit glorified a little town, on whose coming the shepherd saw signs, and for whom there was no room in the inn. I believe in the one whose life changed the course of history, who challenged the meaning of the power, and who was not understood by the power. I believe in the one whose love changes the hearts of people, who with his life taught that it is more important to serve than to be served, and that the greatest joy comes from giving your life for others. I believe in peace, reconciliation, forgiveness, and the transformative power of the gospel. I believe that Christ is comfort and strength, and then this world can change, including me, if we remember the one whose birth we celebrate and humbly kneel before the manger. Amen.
Let us pray. Gathered with all who seek the Christ child, we pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Wonderful Counselor, on this holy night, your church throughout the world celebrates the Word of God being born among us. Endow your church with the zeal for sharing your love and grace with all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Lord of hosts, the heavens are glad, the earth rejoices, and the trees sing for joy at your coming. Grant us wisdom to care for your creation in ways that benefit all of your creatures. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Mighty God of mercy, you come among us as a vulnerable infant. Protect all in need, those without homes or caregivers, those who grieve, all who are hungry, and all who are ill. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Glorious God, we praise you for gathering us tonight to worship in holy splendor. Direct our worship, our fellowship, and our service so that our lives and Christian witness may be pleasing to you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your steadfast mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And now may the peace of the risen Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let's share a sign of that peace with each other.
Thank you.
Please stand as you are able.
Let us pray. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us, warm us, to extend your care among the hungry and to all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God, we thank you for being the creator of light and for sharing your light with us. You created us in your image. You made us to walk in your light. Come, Holy Spirit, and shape us anew. We thank you for Jesus Christ, that he is our light and has called us to be a light of the world. We thank you for his birth, for his life among us, and for his great love for us. We thank you for the way Jesus nourishes us in this meal, to be a light shining in the darkness of our world. Amen. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks. And gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With thanksgiving, we remember Jesus' life of love among us. We pray that we will be strengthened through this meal to share the love and light of Christ with our world. Thanks be to God. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Galaxies of grace, abide in this meal. Come and be filled with the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. You may go ahead and sit down. If you're visiting, we have regular bread and gluten-free bread if you'd like for our communion. We're going to serve our servers first. In this cup is a common cup of wine, and in the trays on the outskirts are wine, and on the inside is grape juice. All are welcome to this table. Please, please come. Please stand for a blessing as you are able. Now may these gifts of life, the body and blood of our risen Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you, encourage you, and always keep you in God's grace. Amen. Jesus is born, and this is reason to rejoice. The God who said, "Let there be light," has caused light to shine in the darkness. Jesus told us we are the light of the world. May we, as God's children, reflect the light and love as of Christ in our lives. Thanks be to God. As a reminder, when you light your candles, tip the unlit candle towards the lit candle.
Thank you.
before we sing Silent Night, you can go ahead and turn the back lights off, or this side lights off. One of the things in the Mr. Rogers movie that is just phenomenal for watching a movie is he was having a conversation with this reporter who was struggling to understand Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Rogers said to him, "Let's just take a minute. Just take 1 minute." And this was on film for 1 minute of silence. And just think about all the people who have made you, you. All the people who have made you, you. So before we sing Silent Night, we're just going to be silent for a minute and just think about that. Think about that. Okay, Terry. Let the light of Christ shine in the darkest corners of your life. Let Christ's love shine throughout the world. Carry the light of Christ in your hearts now and always. God is with you. Amen. We can extinguish our candles, turn on the lights, and sing Joy to the World. Peace, be kind, share the good news. Christ is born. Thanks be to God.